Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of An American Dream by Norman Mailer. Performed by Christopher Lane. To Beverly and to Michael Burks. 1. The Harbors of the Moon. I met Jack Kennedy in November 1946. We were both war heroes, and both of us had just been elected to Congress. We went out one night on a double date, and it turned out to be a fair evening for me. I seduced a girl who would have been bored by a diamond as big as the Ritz. She was Deborah Coughlin Mangaravidi Kelly, of the Coughlins first, English-Irish bankers, financiers, and priests, the Mangaravidis, a Sicilian issue from the Bourbons and the Habsburgs. Kelly's family was just Kelly, but he had made 1,200,000 times. So there was a vision of treasure, far off blood and fear. The night I met her, we had a wild 90 minutes in the back seat of my car, parked behind a trailer truck on a deserted factory street in Alexandria, Virginia. Since Kelly owned part of the third largest trucking firm in the Midwest and West, I may have had a speck of genius to try for his daughter where I did. Forgive me. I thought the road to president might begin at the entrance to her Irish heart. She heard the snake rustle, however, in my heart. On the telephone next morning, she told me I was evil, awful and evil, and took herself back to the convent in London where she had lived at times before. I did not know, as yet, that ogres stand on guard before the portal of an heiress. Now, in retrospect, I can say with cheer, that was the closest I came to being president. By the time I found Deborah again, all of 7 years later in Paris, she was no longer her father's delight, and we were married in a week. Like any tale which could take 10 books, it is best to quit it by a parenthesis. Less than 10 volumes might be untrue. Of course, Jack has gone on a bit since those days, and I have traveled up, and I have voyaged down, and I've gone up and down. But I remember a full moon the night we had our double date, and to be phenomenologically precise, there was also a full moon on the night I led my patrol to the top of a particular hill in Italy, and a full moon the night I met another girl, and a full moon. There are times when I like to think I still have my card in the Intellectuals Guild, but I seem to be joining company with that horde of the mediocre and the mad who listen to popular songs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?